Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:14.
I tell you, brother,
but I tell you what, love and marriage can have some tension at Christmas time when you're deciding whose house to go to, mom's or mother-in-law. And joining us now to work through that epic debate is our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Good morning.
Did you guys ever have to deal with this early in your marriage?
Well, I wouldn't say we had like a big issue about it, but I think every marriage has to deal with this early on. And I would say in the 6 years that we're doing My Marriage Matters here on WCRF, we've probably had this question at least once a year, whether it's during the Christmas holidays or some other holiday or weddings or birthdays or, you know, what are we to do as a couple in order to satisfy our families, but then also satisfy our own lives? And I think that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah. How do you even start to decide? Because, I mean, there's two families, two traditions, two things that are important, and now one day.
Yes.
So how do you,
exactly.
I just guess, how does that couple, first of all, start making those kind of tough decisions?
Very good. Well, yeah, you want to start on scripture, of course. I mean, the undergirding scripture in my mind is taken from Romans 12:18, where it says, if possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. And I can assure you that is much easier said than done. But if you are being put under excessive pressure by one or set of parents or one side of the family, then you as a couple, I think, need to decide what is that one thing that would work best for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as soon as you become a couple, you become married, you are a family. And the sooner you start establishing some healthy boundaries for you and your family, the better off you're going to be when it comes to the holidays. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, as you can imagine, Kathleen, one of the practical exercises that I would recommend that you do, you know, when confronted with one of these uncomfortable encounters, is to write on a piece of paper, what are the ramifications of your options?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what would happen? What will or could happen if you choose option one or option two? And then just kind of play that out and think it through. And then the two of you just need to come to a conclusion that would best be for you. And then you have to stay with that plan together, because what happens a lot of times is folks will come in and they'll try to divide and conquer you guys and say, now, would you want to come with us? I mean, why don't you want to be with your family? And, you know, you already established as a husband and wife, we're not going to do that. And so you have to stay together on this one. That's
right.
Important.
And now, Cindy, you got to take a minute and talk to all the moms and mother-in-laws out there, because I mean, that's not every case, but a lot of times they're the ones who are really laying on the pressure thick to do it their way. So what do moms do to avoid this?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I think my own mom was really a good example. She really desired for the family to be together on Christmas Eve. That was sort of her favorite holiday, but she never demanded or expected us to be there. That was her desire. And I think because it was her desire, we all wanted to partake in that if we could. But if we couldn't be there, she was never, you know, mad at us or held it over our head, you know, why didn't you come to my house on my, you know, favorite holiday? She never did that. And so I think as parents, we have to recognize that when our children get married, they are to leave and cleave to one another. And so we need to let go of that. And I personally love that my daughters, you know, are establishing their own traditions and their own families, and I want to come alongside them, and I think we should try to do that, come alongside them and allow for them, if you will, to get to do what we got to do, and that was to establish our own tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, it's their turn. We had our turn, now it's their turn. And I personally don't want my kids to feel forced to be with us or forced to spend a holiday with us. They may have other things that take a priority that particular year, and I want to embrace with them, you know, what they're doing and enjoy that part of their life too. Just like you, Kathleen, recently for over Thanksgiving, you went to El Salvador for the wedding of your sister-in-law. And I think that's great. You know, mm-hmm. we would have loved to have had you and Nathan at our home for Thanksgiving, but I was equally as happy for you to be with your, you know, your new family, uh-huh. with your new other family that was getting married. And I just think we have to have grace. That's kind of the bottom line. We have to have grace.
And I think part of it for Nate and I is because, like, I know my family always is like, you know what, why don't we do Christmas in July if that's easier? We've done that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's not this pressure, so it's really nice to get together. Like, I think speaking from, not just as your daughter, but I just think it's made wanting to be together easy because mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So yeah, that's just a little recommendation for parents out there.
Well, and you know me, I like to spice it up, so I want to just kind of mix up the pot a little bit here.
No.
Because, Go for it, Brian.
Well, because I know of a family, and it's that this gets complicated because you've got one mother who's very accommodating, and the other one is very demanding. And so what happens is the family always ends up going to the demanding mother, and the accommodating mm-hmm. one never gets the holiday. What does she do? I mean, she feels left out and sad. What's she gonna? But she doesn't want to say anything about it. So what do you do to the very accommodating mother who never gets her way on any of this stuff?
Well, I would go back to the couple. I would say, why is it that you are allowing the demanding mother to demand this of your time and your family? If you extend that to other things in your life, you probably wouldn't. You wouldn't allow them to have that kind of hold, if you will, on other areas of your life. Now, if that's the family that you want to go to, then I think, you know, you say, well, this holiday is going to be spent with this particular family. But I don't know. I just think that the couple needs to make a determination. And I think the parent who's less accommodating just needs to, you know, kind of grow up and just say, well, this is how it is. And I can be a big girl or a big guy and just, you know, go along with what my children want. We're not talking about like huge sin issues here. We're talking about what house are we going to go to for the holidays? And I think,
but it's
think
drama. It's always dramatic.
It is drama.
It's sometimes the biggest deal of the year for and the biggest stress of the year for a young couple.
Yes, yes, and that's why I think, you know, the earlier they take their stand. In fact, one of the notes I made to myself on my little paper here was this should be a good topic to be talked about during your engagement and first thing early in marriage, and take your stand and just say, you know, we're going to try as much as we can to come to both families. But there's going to be times where we may stay longer at one home and less at another. And it isn't because we like one more than the other. It's just because that's how it worked out this time. And boy, I sure do not want to be keeping a list of how many days I get versus one of my daughters, in-laws. I'm not keeping track of that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually speaking tonight at a church about Christmas and
in North Olmsted.
In North Olmsted, and the theme is
bullet points.
Yeah, my bullet points. Yeah,
I love it.
And my the theme I was given was peace, love, hope, and something else cliche. And I was like, when I was sitting and thinking, I'm like, I don't feel any of these things at Christmas. And so that's kind of where the topic begins. Yeah. And so towards the end, hopefully people from Friends Church aren't listening. I'm going to give it all away. But I think it's relevant right now is I use the verse in Philippians, be anxious for nothing. But the first part I say, rejoice. It talks about rejoicing in the Lord. And so I first said, okay, so people who are upset at the holidays because you're not having your way, are you rejoicing? Okay, now people who aren't able to make anyone happy, don't be anxious about it. Like so in all of those ways, I think like that verse is a great one for the holidays, even though it's not Luke 2. I think it can apply for both sides of the spectrum on it. So there's a little sneak preview of my topic.
I like it.
Can we
like
show
it.
Up?
Yeah, you guys can come. Yeah. Well, Mom can. Dad, you know, you might need to wear a wig.
And, you know, too, if we could just take it a step further, you know, this goes for things also like weddings. What if you can't attend a wedding for some reason? What if you can't attend, like, your nephew's birthday parties for some reason? You know, we could be mad at each other for every little thing. And I would just say, as a young, early married couple, if this is the question that they're pondering right now, let your family know that you seek to be with them as much as possible, but there's going to be times you're going to have to say no. And it's not a reflection of we don't want to be with you. It's a reflection of a different priority for that particular occasion, not overall life. And then I think you need to just move forward and don't look back with a lot of regret.
You know, the holidays are just to be a time of rejoicing, you know, and enjoying the company of those you love to be with, you know. So enjoy that time. It goes by so quickly, and the years go by even quicker. And so enjoy that time together as a family as much as you can.
Yeah.
724. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say too. You know, as we think about that, just the idea of extending grace to one another. Mm-hmm. You know, if we happen to be the demanding one, there's going to come a time when we're not going to be able to follow through on some commitment or obligation. And when that happens, we're going to hope that someone will show us grace.
Right.
So it's going to happen. It may not happen for a long time, but it's going to happen. So I think on both sides of the coin, both the parents and the children and actually all siblings and the whole family, show grace to one another and enjoy the time that you do have. And then, of course, the boundaries, that's important. So I'm glad that they brought up this topic.
Absolutely. It's 7:25. We got to scoot. So how can folks get connected to you, too, if they want to learn more?
Well, we would love to have people come to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And click like, and you'll get a little something every day, Monday through Friday, from us at 9 o'clock, just a little thought or something. And if you have a question, we'd love for you to do that through our website, where you can email us. And that is at joeferini.com or cindyferini.com.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks
All
so
right.
much.
Thank you. Have a good
See
day.
See you then.